Hello, Rick.
Morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. The 3-2-1 go is a go this weekend.
Yes, it certainly is. November 15 at 9 o'clock, the first races begin.
Right. So, you know, it's good that you've got the race happening for a start, and we all know what happened with the Burnie 10, which, by the way, well done. How many people took part in that virtual Burnie 10?
Over 1,000, 1,024. So that was we're absolutely thrilled with the amount of participation and community involvement. So that was good.
Terrific. All right, well, so tell us about 3-2-1 Go. First, parents have to register their kids. Well, you can still do it on the day, can't you?
Yeah, no, we can't actually do it on the day.
Okay.
It's actually capped. The actual race fields are capped. But at 180, it's a fairly generous capping. But just need to, because there's a number of COVID restriction considerations we have to have on the day. So that's one of the things we've had to bring in. But no, numbers are well and numbers are going on well and everything's ready. There'll be the registration's closed Thursday night, Thursday midnight. So, unless the fields are reached, field cap is reached, but it looks pretty good at this stage and we'll be able to get everyone in.
All right. So what's that registration website?
The registration website is www.321go.com.au. 7 and under girls start at 9 a.m.
Yep.
And then at 10 o'clock, the 10 and under boys. We've got because of COVID, we've had to stretch out the races. Normally that they're a lot closer together within about, a 3.5 to 4 hour window.
Mm.
But we encourage everyone to stay and we have jumping castles and face painters and sort of a sideshow alley to get people to sort of stay. We have presentation and bike giveaways and stuff like that. Unfortunately, this year we've had to pare it all down. It's the 3-2-1 Go Light edition this year.
Okay.
And we have it spanned out. The last race begins at 3 o'clock. Just to allow people to sort of come in with their children, have the race, and then depart. And then the next sort of race begins, you know, with the people coming in. So.
Right. Will parents be able to get a cup of coffee there, mate?
Yes. Maybe.
Bring your own, just in case.
A very good question. Hopefully that people will be, you know, it won't be a place to sort of hang around for a long time. Just really to come in, the children can run, and then... then the next wave, if you like.
Yeah, gotcha.
Group race starts, so, yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad that it's going. You know, it would have been easy just to call it off, but I'm sure the kids will appreciate it this weekend. It's
absolutely. I've got to say that the committee are thrilled that we've actually been able to put it ahead. So many events and so many things like this have unfortunately had to succumb to the restrictions and things like that. So we've just had to, we really sat down in July and worked through exactly how we could actually, knowing what we did back in July, we didn't know how October and November are going to be.
Yeah.
And just worked through the healthcare insurance 3-2-1 go and just work out how we're going to do it. This is probably the best way. It's not an ideal way, but it's, as I said, it is actually going ahead.
Good stuff. Thanks for having me on. Good luck this weekend, mate.
Thank you very much, Darren. Thank you. Cheers, mate.